right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man. Go look. He's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylon to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because the guy reads comics he can't start shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse down and off.
You got scared there for a second, didn't you?
I did. Well, look, it's been a long 3 weeks.
A little rusty.
And I think we're all a little rusty. And I don't even remember. Is this a podcast? What are we doing? I don't even know what we're doing
and
anymore.
And we're back.
And we are back.
Yes, this is.
Wait. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. Was that your line?
I think that was my line.
Oh, man.
Break format scapegoat.
Oh, man. So, sorry. It's weird.
There's so much information that we have to just break format and just start talking, or else this episode will go on until the next episode.
Right. I say we should do the like an annual issue. It's like it's like the double stuff Oreo version.
That's right.
Of your favorite
multiple contributing episodes leading into one episode.
Well, yeah. What is this? The Avengers episode?
Yeah. That's
and we clearly have been missed. I've seen some posts and tweets and things, and people are like, "Who died?"
Well,
and the answer is
my cat.
OG's cat.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to say that on the show. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it happened.
Well, you were going to make fun of it on the show, scapegoat.
I was not.
You wanted to name the episode Nine More Lives.
That is...
Eight More Lives or whatever it was.
It was Nine More Lives. That's true.
Well, actually, it's less than nine. Well, it would have been nine, right? He lost one, sadly, last week. And then we got the little box back. And thank God there was a lock on the box, because it definitely did fall off of the little shelf that it was on at least once. So I'm sure that counts as a life. We're down to like seven.
I meant that you had one more cat.
Oh, did your? Okay. Did
yes,
your...
I do still have one more cat.
Did your child get in the box yet?
No, it is locked.
Okay.
The box is locked. The key is hidden.
Uh-huh.
The key is hidden.
Oh,
so,
God.
So there's that.
If you add water, okay, all right.
So there is that.
It's a protein shake.
And then there was actually a scheduled vacation in there middle.
Oh, that's true.
That
right?
is true.
That
yes.
we did know about.
That was planned.
That was planned.
And then the week before the scheduled vacation,
yes.
I had some stuff that I don't want to talk about. You had some stuff that you don't want to talk about.
Correct.
Yeah, there was some stuff.
There was definitely some stuff. Real life sometimes happens.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Occasionally.
Not often, but sometimes it does.
So, but we are back.
Mm-hmm. We are.
That is the theme.
And we're back.
Although I was not convinced that we would be back until literally we started talking.
I wasn't convinced because you were looking at the screen of the computer after you hit start and nothing happened for a second. I was like, this is going to be the day that OG's head just explodes.
And leading up to that, I couldn't find one of the mic cables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been rough.
So, but you know. Things have worked out.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And we're here.
Sure. And I'll get a little bit more personal. My doctor called me on Monday and said, you have to come in Wednesday. And I'm like, why? And they're like, we need to cut your guts open and remove some stuff and then stitch you back up. And I'm like, no, I cannot come on Wednesday. You don't understand.
Really?
I'm like, it either has to be later or earlier. Why do you have to cut me? And then he explained that. I'm like, no, it has to be earlier.
Right.
I'm not waiting. So yes, I would have put my health on the line.
This was in
your show this
week.
This
is in your guts. Where is it?
It is. Well, I'll show you the
bandage. Oh, right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's
nice.
Nice.
7 stitches across my abdomen.
Jesus,
that's
it nice. Looks smaller in the picture.
No.
Wow.
There's no scale. You don't have like a banana for scale. No, next to
you should have. Yeah. Like a nickel. Just held a nickel next to it.
It's like the size of a piece of edamame.
Oh wow.
Right?
That's a real serious.
Yeah, it's
edamame popping up on your screen right now if you're on your iPod color.
Let's get through the humorous part of it. Is everything okay?
Yes, everything is okay.
Okay.
I feel like we wouldn't be joking if it weren't.
I
just assumed that.
Clearly you're new to the show still. If you think we wouldn't laugh at the misfortune of anyone in this room, you are mistaken.
One of the three is statistically.
I found out that it was more than just my sense of humor that was abnormal.
Yes, there you go.
Hey.
So there it is.
Hey, we got puns in there.
Abby something.
All kinds of jokes.
Abby normal.
All of that being said, let us move forward.
Let's do it.
What do we want to start with?
Star Wars.
Okay, so that's clearly the most important thing. And there's a ton of things related to Star Wars.
So since I was last here.
Yes.
There was a movie that came out called Star Wars.
That's right.
The cast, or I guess what we're thinking is the main cast
was announced,
except for a major female.
Well, is it confirmed as major? Because originally it was major, and then it was minor.
No, I heard
and then it was major.
No, they
and
said it was, all the stuff I heard was major.
Major, okay, yeah. I wasn't.
And
sure.
I think it's Mara Jade.
You think it's Mara Jade?
Yeah, it's definitely a female character. They said that.
Yeah,
and every bit of speculation has that one kid who played the Weasley brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As being Luke and Mara Jade's son. So in order to have that, you need a Mara Jade.
Because I
that
would
be
heard,
Ben Skywalker. By
I
the
had
way.
Heard Asajj Ventress at one point. As
really?
Well. Yeah, because what's her name? The girl from 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah.
The one that they said that she had actually interviewed. I don't know if she did a full audition, but she had interviewed. And I believe that was confirmed. But then the cast list came out and she wasn't part of it.
Right.
So people were like, well, what could she possibly play?
But there are 100, but Benedict Cumberbatch had a conversation.
Of course.
But they could be in other movies or the follow-up. Or
right.
Hugo Weaving had conversations.
Yeah, or in-betweens. You know,
let's talk about what we do know.
Sure.
Right? What we do know and the speculation thereof. How about that?
That works.
So what we do know is that Luke, Han, Leia, 3PO, R2, Chewie are all being reprised by the people that played it 70 years ago. So,
yes.
Including Kenny Baker, who I thought was pretty well on dead.
Well,
so
I thought he was very ill, but I also thought that Peter Mayhew couldn't walk.
Peter Mayhew had...
And he can. So.
Peter Mayhew had hip replacement surgery, double hip replacement surgery. So
good for him.
He's
man.
A little, but I don't think Chewbacca is going to be doing a lot in this movie.
No.
But apparently, Harrison Ford is going to be doing
major,
a lot.
A major role is what we've heard.
So that
oh
was
my God, Han Solo.
Yeah,
going to be in this.
Did you not
really?
That's crazy. I can't.
So if you've seen the picture, the cast photo, which I thought was cute. And they have Kathleen Kennedy there, and they have a bunch of other dignitaries there. But more importantly,
George Lucas. No, what were you going to say?
Well, clearly. what I was going to say was you could read a lot, in my opinion, you could read a lot into just the seating in that room. That's just my opinion. No one has to agree with it. And if I turn out to be right or we turn out to be right in our speculation, then, you know, maybe we'll get some props. The girl clearly sitting between Harrison Ford And I don't know her name. She's like a British nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
And Carrie Fisher, I think, is clearly playing their daughter.
Daisy Ridley.
Yes, Daisy Ridley. I think is clearly and utterly playing their daughter, who I hope will be named Jaina Solo.
Right.
Not necessarily has to be, but it would be good if she was.
So then is Adam Driver Jason?
That's my thinking.
Okay.
Because he has the tall gene from his grandfather.
Right.
Right? Because his grandfather would be Vader, Anakin. So he has the tall gene.
No,
what?
No, isn't Jason Jaina's twin? It's Jason and Jaina.
Uh-huh. And Vader is not their grandfather?
No, isn't Jason Han Solo and...
And who's...
Oh, Leia. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Brain fart.
There you go. Rusty.
Rusty.
So,
brain fart. Thank you.
Yes. This episode Rusty. So he has the tall gene from that,
right.
But he could easily pass as a child of those two parents.
Sure.
So I don't think that's... And they also said that he's playing the villain or a villain in the movie, not the villain. This could easily be setting up for Jason to turn and so on and so forth. It's a wide speculation, and I understand that everybody's going to have their own speculation, and that's fine. However, let's talk about just a few more things.
Andy Serkis.
God knows what motion capture character he'll be playing.
Right.
It could be live. You never know.
Yeah, and I could be a Chinese jet pilot. So name his live appearances in film. Name three. Go.
I looked this up on IMDb once.
The Prestige.
King Kong.
Yep.
King Kong.
And The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yes, and The End.
Right.
No, there were more, obviously. But I mean, I think it's pretty clear that he is going to be playing some sort of motion capture character. I would say. I think it's a fair bet.
We'll get to motion capture in a second.
The kid that we mentioned earlier from Harry Potter played the Weasley brother.
Domhnall Gleeson, right?
Is
that? And then there's Oscar Isaac. John Boyega.
Okay, no one knows who those two people are, or there's, I believe there is zero speculation about who they are going to be playing.
But the big one, one of the big ones, the one that really shocked me, in all honesty, Max von Sydow.
Max von Sydow. And who do you think
on board.
Yes.
Make me a Sith.
I don't think he's a Sith.
Okay.
I think he's, and we talked about the fact that they decanonized everything, so they're free to pick and choose from everything. Sure. I think he's that. And again, I'll be happy to be wrong about this because we're just speculating. I think he's that crazy Jedi from Heir to the Empire, the first novel.
Oh, maybe.
Because the age is right.
Yeah,
the fact that they could work that crazy Jedi into the story of Jason and Jaina, they could absolutely make that work. And Ben as well. I mean, there's a whole bunch at play there. I think once we find out who the woman is that's cast, we can either support the Mara Jade rumor or bury it all together, which might throw this whole thing into a spin.
Right.
But I think if they cast some fiery redhead, I think it's an easy go that it's Mara Jade. And I think they may have already cast her, and they don't want to announce it because that would give away
that
portion of it. Yeah.
Let's talk about, is that it for the cast?
I think so. Is there anything else in that photo that really was
not really R2 is actually in the photo, right? He's like in a crate.
But Ben's cute. But what's his name isn't. Rather, Kenny Baker isn't.
He's not, yeah.
Max von Sydow isn't.
Right.
In the photo. So, I mean, you can draw any kind of speculation that you want. I think they're going to pick and choose from all of that canon, pre-canon material or the post-canon material.
Right.
And I think that they're going to pull a story together that uses the best elements from everything. Who the villain is going to be in the film, I think it should be Thrawn. Because I think Thrawn is a really great character. And I just think that's a casting that doesn't have to have been announced.
And some rumors have been that it's not going to be a Sith.
Exactly.
So Thrawn is a good candidate.
Yeah, and I think the Sith come back in the form of Jason Solo makes total sense.
Sure.
Crazy old Jedi. I can't remember. I wish I could remember the character's name, but I just can't.
Let's talk about the supposed possible list of other films that will fill in those blanks.
And actually, one of them apparently is going to get announced this summer, I keep hearing.
Now. Yeah, San Diego, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So 2016... the rumor currently is Boba Fett, which would make sense.
Right.
Everybody's been talking about that for a while. Everybody wants to see that character in some capacity.
Yeah, there's a game called 1313.
Yeah.
Well, there's a hard rumor also that they're having a real difficult time making Boba Fett into a sympathetic character for this film.
But why does he have to be a sympathetic character?
Well, not a sympathetic character. That's not right. It's like it's hard to just make a straight-on villain movie. You know, but he's not like, well, a lovable rogue. Thing, Han Solo is a villain by that definition.
No, yeah.
He's a smuggler.
He is a smuggler, but I think you can kind of, you could kind of just have him as, you know, he's, but he's, his opposition is, so he doesn't have to be a good guy, but he could be the, in that seat. And his opposition is another smuggler or
another bounty hunter. Right. Totally.
I mean, there's ways to do it without making him a good guy.
First thing they have to do, though, is they have to get him out of the Sarlacc pit.
That's right.
So that's going to be the first thing that we're going to see, I hope.
2016 would be Boba Fett. 2017 would be Episode 8. 2018, Solo, which is something else we've been hearing forever. An origin story, young Han Solo film.
Mm-hmm. And they're also talking about that being possibly based on or possibly using source material from those really early Han Solo novels.
Yep.
So there's a possibility. I can't even remember.
Where he does the Kessel Run. And
yeah, like that kind of shit. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm speculating / hearing being bandied about.
2019 would be episode 9. And then 2020, the black sheep, or the one that surprised everybody when the rumor hit, Red 5 is the possible title for the 2020 film.
What?
Red 5.
What's Red 5?
Well, Red 5 was Luke's call sign.
Yeah.
So the speculation is that it's about an X-Wing squadron, and it's about whoever is the new Red 5. In that particular squadron.
Well, that's interesting. So. I really thought they were going to go with, and I'm still holding out hope for, them doing the Kenobi book that just came out, which has him on Tatooine. And because you still have Ewan McGregor, who is
wants to do it.
Yeah, and is now, 15 years older from episode 1?
Oh, absolutely.
I think it would be a perfect film to do about his life on Tatooine while Luke is growing up. You know, that 25 years that he's on Tatooine?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Let's talk about... Look, the Force is a bitch.
No, it's two sons. It's two sons.
It's a little bit of both. A little bit of both. Old Ben better get his skin checked. Star Wars Force for Change.
Wow.
So let's talk about Star Wars Force for Change.
This, for the low, low price.
This for the low, low price of $10.
$10.
Right? This was announced actually today in a video interview or video released by J.J. Abrams. This is a charity event that's a partnership between J.J. Abrams and Disney and UNICEF, and they're trying to raise awareness, they're trying to raise money for $10. For a donation of $10, you could be entered to win a contest to appear in episode 7. You and a guest, correct? And you could, there are multiple entries. You can enter multiple times. Each donation
gets
you a multiple
entry. There's some rich person who is buying hundreds of entries.
Well, you can spend $50,000.
And do what? What was the $50,000
prize?
Excuse me.
If you
automatic
do
entry
guarantee yourself
no,
in
no,
there.
You get more entries, but you also get a private screening the day before it comes
out. Yes, that's right.
With J.J. Abrams or whatever.
Correct.
And you get
for 50 grand?
For 50 grand, you get the private screening.
Right.
And then you get entered more times than the person who pays 10 bucks to be in.
So,
one would hope.
Yeah. So... So
like
this,
that
what?
Guy,
like
just
what?
So you know, that guy is going to be some dickhead
times.
With a Twitter account.
Of course.
Be like, this is what happens at the end.
Yeah. So of course, no, I'm sure that
they'll
he will
sue the
yeah.
crap
yeah,
out of him.
They'll NDA the shit out of that guy.
Yeah. So of course, this is great, and it's awesome that they're doing this, and of course, I want to enter. I encourage everybody to enter.
And
UNICEF
is a legitimate,
it is a
charity
legitimate,
organization.
It's a good cause.
So definitely.
You know, they're involved in, like, what is it, 190 countries, I think I read.
All of them.
Yeah, so... Of course, the other interesting part of that video, a thing a lot of people were talking about, is two specific things. Did we get our first look at a possible new character?
Yeah.
That has some sort
the
of
alien
in a role in the film, and animatronics and puppetry.
Yep.
And not
CGI.
CGI,
yeah.
Which is something that Abrams said almost immediately. If you remember, he was like, "I want to go back to
Star Wars
when I, you know, I want to go back to that feel and that kind of storytelling." So, you know, whether or not that guy will actually appear in the film, he'll be a walk-on in somewhere in Tatooine, since they are filming in Abu Dhabi, and rumor is that Abu Dhabi is gonna be the home of Tatooine for this particular film. Where was it originally?
Abu Dhabi.
Was it Abu Dhabi?
Yeah,
I thought it was someplace else. I thought it was like Tunisia.
So.
Or
Tunisia, is Abu Dhabi is a city in Tunisia, isn't it?
I am not good at my world geography.
No, it is not.
I did not believe that to be the case.
No fucking way.
I thought
Tatooine originally was somewhere in Tunisia.
Well, we'll have Scapegoat look that up and we'll talk more about other developments.
But the fine United States geography that I was given as a child... World geography lesson I was given as a child is not serving me well.
No, I'm right. Well, Abu Dhabi is one of the Emirates it's one of the seven United Arab Emirates Emirates. Oh, so okay. It's like Abu Dhabi, Dubai.
Right. Tunisia.
Yeah, it has nothing to... No. Tunisia's... Okay.
So, I think we can move on from Star Wars.
Absolutely not.
No? What else am I missing?
Rumor now is could possibly be a teaser trailer in the fall and a full trailer in January.
That's possible. Yeah, I read that. I see that. Well, fall is the launch of Rebels, so yeah. It could be with Rebels.
Right. The other thing is Hasbro has announced their San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Jabba and Salacious Crumb.
And the people have hit the roof again as usual.
With no throne.
With right? no throne, but he has Salacious Crumb, who you'll never get again.
Right, of course.
And he also has, and it also has the stand for the Han Solo carbonite that you didn't get last year.
Right.
Yeah. So
thanks, Ezra.
Did it have a hookah? It might have had a hookah also. I don't remember.
For Salacious?
For Jabba. I don't remember specifically, but yeah. So of course everybody is up in arms because last year the complaints were insane about the fact that they were deigned to do that.
Yeah.
And it's just every year now. It's just getting worse and worse over at Hasbro. Worse and worse.
All right.
So they released a full trailer of Rebels. I'm just trying to think of everything Star Wars that happened since the last time I was here.
And it's
Firefly in the Star Wars universe. Anyone else?
Yeah, sort of, I guess. Yeah. I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned, but we talked
the
about this.
Robot,
with the little robot.
Chopper?
Yeah.
Don't overuse the robot.
Yeah. R2 Binks.
Yeah.
Binks
D2. Well, yeah, I mean, they're definitely playing him that way, which is fine because that's the kid appeal. They have to do that in some way. But I think it's glaringly, I think, like Firefly. They're all in one ship. They're all on the run. They're all, you know, like you can make a lot of similarities. And we'll obviously get to make more once the program has aired. But
we didn't... We should mention it.
What?
Sure.
The three books.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or the four books that are coming out that are in canon.
Canon books,
Star Wars A New Dawn, Star Wars Tarkin, Star Wars Heir to the Jedi, and Star Wars Lords of the Sith. And these are going to be released starting in 2014 through March 2015.
Right.
No idea when these actually take place, right? I don't think they said when
Tarkin is in support of Rebels, apparently.
Right.
I think New Dawn
is also, isn't it?
No. New Dawn is
in support of episode 7.
I think the other three are in support of episode 7.
Okay. So there you go.
There you go.
All right.
Is that everything Star Wars?
I think so. I don't want to touch on all the little stupid rumors shit that's already come and gone.
Like marshmallows.
Marshmallows and cereal. I think the other biggest thing to happen while we were gone in regards of something new getting announced every day or two is going to be related to Superman. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Batman versus Superman.
Uh-huh.
Dawn of Justice. And Justice League. So Justice League was officially announced as the third film / follow-up to what we learned today was Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
It's actually Batman v. Superman.
V Superman.
Okay, there's no S there.
Someone online said today, someone who I follow on Twitter, made a very friendly comment. Movie theaters are scrambling now through their box of marquee letters to find if they actually have a V.
Oh, God.
Cyborg was announced as being in the film. As being in Batman versus Superman, he was cast and he's going to be in the film.
Ooh, the lolly.
What else is there? I mean,
who cares?
The picture. Yeah. The picture is significant because.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we got to talk about that.
I actually really like the picture.
Two pictures. We really should talk about both of them.
Sure.
Yep.
Because you get a complete. There's two. You get a more complete idea of the Batmobile by looking at both.
So basically, it's a combination of the Tumblr and what they've already released for the game. Arkham Knight.
It has elements almost literally of every Batmobile that has come before.
Correct. Yeah.
Including the Batman Beyond bat flying thing, those wings off the back.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like. I like the Batmobile. I got no beef with it.
I don't know yet. With the design. I don't know yet. There's also another picture. I don't know. Did you send me that or did you see the one when it's being built? There's a picture of it being built.
I saw that. I didn't send it to you, but yeah. I did see it.
I think it's kind of cool. It seems a bit more Burton and a little less utilitarian.
Yeah,
me.
But it's a combination of. But I do want to say this: the Arkham Knight one looks way cooler.
Looks great.
It looks way cooler.
It does.
And I really hope the collector's edition. I know we're getting a little off. Yeah. The collector's edition of that game is just that Batmobile.
Is the Batmobile? That would be pretty cool.
And then of course, so we saw the back of it with the you know, the jet. It has to have the jet engine for some reason.
Of course.
And then of course we saw sad Affleck.
sad Batman.
So a couple things.
Jeff Lowe designed it. It just looks like that to me.
Right out of the gate, I like the costume. I like the way it looks. He's not going to be able to turn his head, so he'll have no peripheral vision. And I can't wait to see what the color scheme is. Because according to Kevin Smith, it's blue and gray.
Like old school?
Like Frank Miller's.
First of all, and I have beef with Kevin Smith about this, because he said it's groundbreaking, revolutionary costume that no one has ever seen in Batman before, and it's great. And I was thinking as I saw it, I was like, wow, I get supporting your friends in their endeavors, but to say that this Batman suit,
I don't think that's what he said.
That is what he
said. No, I think what every fanboy wanted to see on film, I think, is what he said.
It was a Batman that can't turn his head?
No, it was a Batman that looked like the Frank Miller Batman.
But it's literally, I saw a breakdown of this. Someone circled different parts of the suit and basically like, this is from this comic that everyone likes, and this is from this comic that everyone likes, and this is reminiscent of the Nolan
elements of the shorter ears and
The shorter ears is getting a lot of play.
I like the shorter ears.
I just think it's such a non-starter that why is that where
because
you
that's all
focus?
The information we have.
I know, but the
other thing that I've noticed, at least in the not depths of the interweb, is suddenly there's plenty of support for Ben Affleck playing Batman.
But
after this image came out, everyone's like, "Well, I don't know about performance, but he kind of looks the part."
He does kind of look cool.
Yeah, I'm not right.
So I would be really excited for that image if it was a Batman solo film that was coming out.
Yeah. Why are they not doing that?
Right.
They will.
If that's what
announced. So what it's going to get announced as a part of the hype for the release of the movie. You watch and see.
No, here's what I think. Well, they announced Justice League.
Announced Justice League.
Yes, they've announced Justice League, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to do solo film
with
Batman.
If I were they, wouldn't you release this movie, which my guess is going to be further down in Batman's chronology in this universe, right? And then the next movie would be
the
reboot Batman movie.
Right.
And then I'm distancing myself from this is just a fucking prequel.
Yes,
to Justice
but that
League.
Would no. be, but that would be the Marvel approach at success. This is the DC cheating and standing on someone else's shoulder.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Fast track. This is the easy pass.
But
approach.
Do you agree with that idea? Would that make more
of
sense
course.
To you?
Of course,
that's never going to happen.
But they of fucking course. Should do that.
Of course, they should do that.
The Batman movie is going to take place outside of the realm. Within the universe, but outside of the realm of Justice League or Superman or anything else, just like the standalone movies in Marvel have.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a reboot of the character. It's just not going to happen. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do Joker. I mean, according to rumor, they're never going to do Joker again. But, you know, like, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you're hearing. That's the kind of stuff that's being bandied about, is the fact that at some point, probably very close to the movie, they're going to announce that they're going to spin Batman off into his own movie. Then the speculation will begin on, well, who's going to be the villain? And
yeah, but then why announce just... My question is, does the Batman movie get released before Justice League?
How much hype is there for Avengers 2 right now? They're already filming and they're tweeting from the set. In order to keep a pace with the rumor mill and the hype machine, you have to talk about that stuff.
And we
now.
Should say that Warner Brothers has already said that they have 9 more DC-related films planned.
Okay, you're still not answering the question. Would you release Batman, the standalone movie, before you release
We
Justice
have answered
League?
That question. Yeah. The answer is yes.
But you're saying that like we would, but DC probably won't do that.
No.
Correct.
So that's what
No, I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question. Yeah. Yes, I think the logical thing to do would be to release
but
the Batman movie
first. You don't think DC will?
Absolutely not, because they've already said Justice League is next.
Dawn to Justice,
it's
a prequel movie.
It's a prequel to Justice League. That's I mean, it's in the title.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
And all the characters are in the movie.
I know. That's
in
what
some
I'm
capacity.
Smart thing
that's
to
what I'm
do
saying.
Would have been to release a solo Batman movie next and then bring the two of those movies together.
Now we're just going in circles.
Yes, we are.
Now we're just walking in circles. Yep.
See, we are a little
rusty.
We
all agree. And we are rusty.
And we're back.
All right. Rusty.
Let's move forward. Can we move forward? Is
there anything else that we want to talk about there?
I don't think so. Nothing else has been really confirmed. The biggest thing was the suit. Nothing new on that. We still haven't seen the color version of it yet.
No. Well, I mean, certainly what I just said is news. Avengers, and they're tweeting from the set and getting in trouble for doing it.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're moving on then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's so fine.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we can go into that.
Okay. No, there's plenty of other things to talk about. I just meant in regards to DC.
Yeah.
So they're getting in trouble for talking about it.
And tweeting from the set. I mean,
who's giving them guff? Marvel is?
Marvel. Yeah. Marvel apparently. I think
except that nothing has been revealing.
No, what's his name said something.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo said something and he got like.
He got a little guff?
He got a little slap. And he apologized. I mean,
whatever.
It's always the Hulk. What the hell? Why can't they just like work with a guy playing the Hulk? What the hell is the problem? That's going to be a good movie, though. And of course, the second Guardians trailer, since we're talking about Marvel, Guardians trailer.
Looks awesome.
Yeah, it was really great.
I'm still hesitant on Bradley Cooper. But I still haven't heard enough to make a full judgment.
Yeah, he's fun.
And I have heard
I am Groot. I was just going to say. I'm really excited about Groot, you know. Vin Diesel definitely had to do a lot of work.
The more I see of that movie,
now Vin, we want to do one more angry one.
What's that? What's that? Michael Jordan. You ever see the outtakes of that Michael Jordan commercial where he's promoting Gatorade?
No.
And they keep on getting him. You know what it is? It's Midwinter's Tale. Absolute transformation.
Oh yeah, that's
it's,
right.
It's
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's that kind of scenario.
Right.
But with Michael Jordan and Gatorade. But anyway, so yes, Guardians looks great. The more I see it, I think that Chris Pratt was absolutely the perfect casting choice for that role.
Yeah, definitely.
There's no casting in that movie that even right now on the surface without knowing anything, it doesn't look like anyone in that movie has been miscast.
Finally, we see a little Glenn Close in the trailer.
Glenn Close.
And more of the Nova Corps.
Glenn Close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say the wrong name?
Who's Glenn Close playing?
She's the head of Nova Corps.
Oh, I might have missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Which is nice because that's one of the bigger names. I mean, bigger in terms of like outside, like overall Hollywood. That's a fairly significant name to have, right? So that was big.
She was in Hook.
She was in Hook.
Damages. The show that no one watched.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's continue to talk
about
Marvel.
Is that on your DVR, Treme?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wrapped.
Yep.
You know what is on my DVR? Really? Right. You didn't let me get to that segue?
I'm sorry.
We're still talking about Marvel. So anyway.
I was going to segue to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Fucking fuck.
Sorry.
All right.
Damn it.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ended as there being no S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, kind of, sort
well,
of.
Well, no.
Spoiler.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by now. No, there's a new S.H.I.E.L.D. and there's a new contrary to popular belief.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Coulson.
Yep.
Is the HNIC now.
Yep. That's true.
I thought it ended really good, actually. My only gripe with that last episode is that I kind of feel like they kept on shoving Gravitron or whatever the fuck guy's name in my face.
For no reason.
But for no reason.
I really thought they were shoving Nick Fury in our face.
Oh, see, I thought Fury was perfect.
No, I thought he was perfect.
I thought his chemistry with Coulson with what's his name with Coulson was missed from Cap.
Yeah, I liked
and,
it.
And all of the funny quips and stuff like that, it was perfect. And I really hope that Fury comes back in a significant role in Avengers. I think that he will, but I thought the show ended on the right note.
I agree.
Patton Oswalt showing up.
Yeah.
Absolutely has to
so
be a life
model decoy.
Talking
about, we were just going to say this. So definitely life model decoy. We've talked about Inhumans. We think it could be Inhumans.
I think there's a lot to support that possibility.
Yeah.
How it would tie into the overall Marvel universe, all the talks about the evolution from the mist, and there's a lot alluding to it. Sky has to be something significant.
But we agreed.
And who her father is.
So I
could you imagine her father's Black Bolt?
Right.
No, so there's no way.
So we were just talking about that. I said when I originally saw it, and I told you this, and you disagreed with me, but he agrees with me. I thought that was the Mandarin,
absolutely,
which is picking up off of the short where they show that the Mandarin is real, and they fucked with his image in Iron Man 3. And I thought that he was supposed to be the Mandarin, and it's a village in China where people magically got slaughtered, and that's what they
said.
So
you think the Mandarin is cosmic?
Yep.
Was he cosmic in the book? He wasn't. He just the rings were. But he himself were not.
Well, who knows how? I mean,
no, I don't
think
he's spin. She's not an alien.
There's no something different about her, though, like from a biochemistry level.
They've been hinting since her, since the very, like, the second or third episode that she's either part alien or something special.
Do you want me to flip this up?
Yeah.
What if she's the daughter of Fing Fang Foom?
I've heard that, too. Yeah. I've heard that rumor, too.
I mean, it's got to be some. I think there has to be, with her vaguely Asian accents, you know, like, I mean, accents, like physical attributes.
Yeah.
And the way that they ended with whatever that was happening in that bloody fisted guy in Asia. I mean, I think it has to be something like that. Mandarin, Fing Fang Foom. It has to be something, I think, significant like that.
I think
Mandarin... I don't know where on earth you pulled Black Bolt from.
Well, we thought Inhuman.
Well, because it's very simple. Some people said Inhuman.
Where's the evidence that we saw Black Bolt?
Well,
there isn't any. We just thought the Inhumans.
If the Inhumans aren't going to be in the show,
and Sky and is a major
make
part.
Sky, someone significant. You want to? I mean, you have to pick a significant Inhuman.
It's your daughter, bloody fisted guy. Black Bolt's a good guy.
Yes, but Reyna is not.
I get that. That's so not the
why
point.
Why would the bad guy?
Maybe it's not Black Bolt. Maybe it's the crazy whatever the fuck his name is.
I threw Black Bolt out there as the first Inhuman that came to mind.
There's no evidence.
Isn't there a psychotic one that's always evil?
I'm sure there's a couple of them
that is significant in order to make Sky significant.
Right.
I don't think Mandarin would be really cool.
Yeah, though.
I think they're gonna circle the wagons.
But well, I think the alien stuff is Kree. We're like that's what makes it all Inhuman, like, tie together, is that the body they showed when they were showing like the alien stuff looks vaguely Kree Skrull-y, you know.
But
I don't know how you pull that off in the cinematic universe. Like it just doesn't really feel the body. It wasn't a Chitauri. There was something else.
No, it was not a Chitauri. No, because there was something else. Never had that like almost. They almost look like a Halo villain.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right.
There was something else. That was reptilian in a way. And they kind of hinted at that. So, I mean, I think the show has a lot of places to go.
Sure.
And the fact that we're talking now about how at least I want to see what the fuck happens in the second season.
Well,
and then it's tying in. And
that
it
wasn't canceled.
And then literally, I mean, Captain America, they knew this was happening.
Right.
I read, you know, the interview with the creators afterwards. They knew this was happening. But if Captain America didn't change up the show, it would be gone. But as soon as that happened, like, that fucking saved the show. I want to see season two pretty damn badly.
Of course.
It's a shame that
they had to wait for Cap, though. It's a shame that they... I almost would have preferred like a waiting. Shorter season.
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about they would like
to have a shorter season to put more budget and thought into the story of, like, they want 13, 16 episodes. That's not how it works. The network orders X amount of episodes
of
and you fill it. So you could tell that there were episodes where it's like, Cap's not coming out yet. I guess we need a plot like a short... But I'm excited to see season two. What I'm worried about is they also greenlit Agents of... What's it called?
Agent Carter. Yeah, but I'm okay with that.
Which is...
That's the S.H.I.E.L.D. origin story.
Right. Which to me is... It's very interesting.
S.H.I.E.L.D. year one.
From a positive perspective, I like that actress. I like that character.
Sure.
It's cool to get that back into the 40s kind of, you know, that era of you're seeing the origin of the original S.H.I.E.L.D.s and the rebirth of it at the same time.
Sure.
Which is cool. And if written well and maybe they're aware of what the other is doing, awesome. If they're not, I don't know how much goddamn Marvel. Like, there's a lot of Marvel coming out right now.
But you know what, though?
And all the Netflix series are all going
to
come out.
But what I have to say, we'll get to the Netflix stuff in a second. But what I have to say is, what in everything that Marvel has done thus far.
You're right.
Would not lead you to think that there isn't copious amounts of conversation taking place to assure that everything ties in together.
You're correct.
Right? I mean,
you're
like, you have to have a little bit of faith in.
I have a lot of faith in their cinematic universe.
I gotta say though, the new character that they introduced on S.H.I.E.L.D. towards the end of the show, Agent Trip, whose grandfather was a Howling Commando.
Yeah.
That's a great revelation in how it plays out.
Yeah.
I also want to say, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season one, great Deathlok story. Because really, that was the beginning and end of that show was kind of Deathlok.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
I mean, that kind of began and
yeah.
You know, began.
I think he's back next season.
Absolutely.
He looks like a half-made bed, though. Like, he doesn't seem like a complete character yet.
Well, I think there's more to go.
I think they want him roaming the earth.
Yeah.
There's more to go with that.
Let's talk about the Netflix.
Yeah, more Marvel.
Since that's
and coming. Then we can go DC, if you know what I'm talking about.
then we can go DC, yeah. So
I don't go DC.
What did they announce? Is it how many episodes each?
I thought it was 13.
13.
Is it 13 each?
Yeah. I think it's 13 each.
But still no casting on this, which I find very kind of
creepy. What I read is the scripts are coming in and they're amazing and blah, blah, blah.
Especially Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil
scripts. There's a lot of hype on Daredevil.
The Daredevil scripts are coming in. They're up to episode 6 or something. And yeah, they all look great.
And they're in New York.
Yeah, they're shooting. They're shooting in New York. It's all in New York. Yeah. And everyone's really excited about it. And it's dark and gritty and it tells a different take. Not in San Francisco.
And it's it's much more of a, as much as we don't want to quote him sometimes, how did Joe Q describe it? It's much more of a, it's not a series so much as it's a miniseries, in that it's really a really long movie.
Yeah, they're writing it that way.
They're writing it as
part of one arc. It's one larger arc,
all leading into the Defenders,
which is cool. Yeah, which is leading into that, and I think it's cool that they're gonna kind of show this darker side, like they're taking it more seriously, more noir-y, darker side.
Yeah,
but it's all gonna tie together with the same, and that's the kind of stuff that I really like, and I think that's cool. They're finally bringing comic books, which is, this is one large universe that everything is taking place in, and they're using this really cool thing that they apparently don't like to do in print called continuity.
Right.
They have no concept of continuity.
To tie it all together in at least these shows and movies that we're seeing. So I'm excited to see what comes out on Netflix.
Let's move to DC.
Let's do it.
There's a lot to talk about DC TV-wise. Yeah.
Do you want to start with Arrow?
Should we maybe take a break, sir?
Nah.
We could. We've been talking for 40 minutes.
I think we should take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
All right, and we'll be right back with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 328. Is that right?
Yes.
And we're calling it, and we're back.
Ahoy hoy. Welcome to Game Stuff. This is Bot Logic. I'm filling in for Coke Logic, who is currently being attacked by allergies. It seems the planet Earth is trying to murder him. Microsoft have got it through their thick fucking skulls that people don't want to pay an extra $100 for the camera peripheral that no developer develops for. Thus, they have announced an Xbox One that will be sold without the Kinect, at the sensible price of $400. Microsoft finally stopped telling the consumer what they wanted, in an effort to catch up to the PlayStation 4's lead, which is exactly the right thing to do. The Kinectless Xbox One will be sold in June. Amazon are now taking pre-orders. Boom. Halo 5 Guardians has officially been announced, and despite Microsoft alluding to the fact Halo 5 would be out this year, it is slated for fall of 2015. This year Halo fans will get the Halo Collection, in which the first four Halo games are packaged for the Xbox One, with Halo 2 getting a significant anniversary edition upgrade. Boom. YouTube is buying Twitch TV for $1 billion, which seems like a great thing. Except the part where yet another fucking thing will probably be tied to my Gmail account. Oh lordy lord, have mercy. Unreal Tournament is coming back, and it's going to be a free game. Epic Games are going to put out the core game, and then players, like you, are going to make mods and maps to sell online. Epic Games makes money by taking a cut from those marketplace sales, which seems absolutely perfect. Boom. The next Call of Duty has been announced. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. The setting is the mechanized future, with exoskeleton suits, hover bikes, and Kevin Spacey. Far Cry 4 has been announced with a November release, with Far Cry 3 being one of the best stealth, action, open world games. This is tremendous news. The Far Cry 4 Season Pass for the DLC has been announced at $30, which is half the price of the entire game, for content they're working on concurrently, but simply not putting on the disc. But we'll complain about that at a later date. Let's just be happy for Far Cry 4 being released this year. Boom. And finally, screenshots from a game with the working title of Project Beast have leaked to the internet. It's a PlayStation 4 game being developed by From Software and Sony. Judging by the fog gate the character is standing in front of, this is either Demon's Souls 2 or a similar game in the Souls series. More information should be available at E3. You have permission to come in your pants. This is Bot Logic, signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 328.
You said it already.
And we're back. All right. I did say it already. Oh, you.
Yeah.
You're hysterical.
Well, aww. I suppose that we owe Suburban Vinyl.
The rest of the show is we're just going to talk about Suburban Vinyl.
A little bit of love. Yes.
This whole episode sponsored by Suburban Vinyl.
Woo. Of course, SuburbanVinyl.com. In lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
And they got a show coming up, right?
It is
they
actually do. Lovely now, by the way. I just want to point that out. So if you are in the area, head down. It's delightful.
You've been there?
No, he's talking about the weather.
Oh.
Yes, please check out SuburbanVinyl.com. Do all of your awesome shopping there for all of your designer toy, art, etc. needs. They have those awesome Kid Robot TMNT figures. If you haven't seen those out, I'm really considering picking up maybe just one or two of them. I don't think I need a full line, but they're awesome. They're not related to the movie. Of course, if you shop online at SuburbanVinyl.com, there is a coupon code.
There is.
And it is?
Blig Clev.
It is not that. It is Big Kev.
I'm sorry, I'm a little rusty.
And it'll get you... I thought you were just a little retarded, but Rusty works too. And it'll get you 10% off. Oh, I can't say the R word, can I?
It's not kind.
Get you 10% off.
Yes, you can. Can I just interrupt you? Yeah. Watch Christopher Titus's last special.
It's true. Uh-huh.
And then you'll be able to use the word again.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Sorry, I wanted to put that out there.
It will get you 10% off your entire purchase.
The whole thing.
Yes.
In addition to checking out the awesome...
Suburban Vinyl
store and online store on Saturday, June 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. at the store. They're having their next show. It's called Blood Type Positive, a custom vampire blood droplet show based on the original design by Nemo and I believe sculpted by a friend of the show, Chris Dulfer. They've got a bunch of artists contributing to that platform. You're gonna want to check that out. Hopefully I will be able to go this time. It is a Saturday, so that's much better for me.
I will be in attendance,
so that there you go.
Big Kev will definitely be there.
We will talk about that more as the show approaches, but
yes,
you got some great artists that are going to be part of that show, so definitely check it out. Blood Type Positive on June 21st, and of course suburbanvinyl.com.
awesome.
All right,
now let's do a Suburban Vinyl spot because we probably owe them another one. Suburban Vinyl in beautiful Waldwick, New Jersey.
You know, it's really lovely.
DC Comics on
TV.
They
have a coupon code.
Let's start from top to bottom.
All right. Alphabetically?
What do you want to choose as the bottom? Actually, let's start from bottom to top. What do you want to choose as the bottom? Gotham or Constantine?
Wow, that's hard.
That's hard because I was surprised by all of them.
Do you want to talk about Arrow first?
No. I want to end with Arrow and Flash.
Okay,
so I want to get through the trailers for Constantine.
Let's start with
and
Constantine.
Gotham. Okay, so there was an official, a full trailer for Constantine released.
Yes, there was.
My reaction to that was, holy shit, this actually looks really good.
Yeah,
right.
It's weird.
Like I didn't want to have that reaction.
It's got a couple a problem. I mean, the problem is TV budget.
The problem is NBC is the problem.
Yeah, the problem is TV. But no, I'm not worried about any censorship by NBC because I know we're not talking about it now. But there's another show on that station which I wanted to wait to mention.
Last week's episode pretty much threw the censors out the window.
Yeah, so okay. I'm not worried about NBC censoring anything or not letting it be mature. What I'm worried about is, you know, there are some things that look really good and some things that are like, I'm pretty sure a student could have made that at Full Sail Academy.
Okay.
And that's a budget thing. And I don't, you know, that so
it should also be said though that what I'm reading on the net is that some of those shots were not finished shots.
I'm not surprised by that.
Is that true? That's what it looked like.
Yeah, and I believe those shots are based on the trailer, which wasn't a full budget.
They were free
production either.
So was this like the backdoor? Like this was like a pilot,
right? So they shot a pilot,
right?
The pilot never has.
It's never
full
it's
budget
not always
normally,
compete. Right?
So the trailer is based on that, and so hopefully there'll be a progression.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, because that's what it looked like, some unfinished CG. Other than that, I like the casting.
Yeah.
He actually looks like the character.
He looks really good.
It kind of stays true. Like, I'm a little bit like, okay.
Yeah, I am okay with it as of now.
Yeah, so far it has me being like, I will watch that when it airs.
Let's move to Gotham.
Sure.
I still don't care. It's amazing. I really want to care. Right, what's his name? The guy that's playing Bullock,
Donald Logue.
I love him.
Yeah,
he's great. You know, he was good in
Vikings.
Is he in Vikings?
He is.
Yeah. And
oh yeah.
I don't know why, but I still watch Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
I guess because who doesn't need a little rape TV once in a while?
This is the same. Gotham is Law and Order SVU.
It is correct, right? So on the most recent season of SVU, he's on the show.
Yeah.
And as this kind of gruff asshole.
Yeah, like, that's what he plays.
And he's really good. But and I'm watching endearing. It, and I'm like. he's going to be fucking great on Gotham.
Yeah.
Is everybody else going to be great on Gotham? Like, I'm still not sold. Other,
but Gordon, he's been an okay actor in things I've seen him in.
Yeah, I'm still not sold on the premise of the show. I'm still not sold on young villains.
Yeah, I've seen enough like interviews and stuff like that where it's the same thing. I really want to like it. I think there's a lot they can do.
Right.
But it's like, this is beyond origin story. This is like, I don't care where they went to middle school. I don't know.
We
all know that we're all going to end up watching it.
Of course.
And I think there's a lot of promise because it sounds like they're treating, you know, it's being treated like pretty seriously. This is a dark tone. We care about the city and the blah, 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 all that stuff, which is what they always say before it comes out. I understand that. But yeah, do I really care about, other than like, who makes sense? Cobblepot? Like, that kind of makes sense to watch his origin story? That could be interesting.
But who does not make
sense? Selina Kyle?
Catwoman doesn't make sense.
Who gives a fuck about Selina? Like, I don't know.
She's a 12-year-old jewel thief?
She has to be the same age as Bruce Wayne.
A relative same age.
Yeah, and the thing
she's older than him, and at least in real life.
Yeah, a couple years.
But what I would do, like, if I were me, I would get to Batman, like, by the end of season 2.
There's no way.
And they're not. No,
Bruce Wayne is cast. So, you mean Batman.
Yeah, I would get to Batman at season 2. I would have his parents shot at the end of season 1 or something like that. And I would get to Batman season 2. And then how cool would it be to actually watch the training and all that stuff that they've already written? That would be cool. But they said they're never going to go there.
Never.
That's the end of the show is him putting on the cape.
So
and they hope to have 5-6 seasons, you know, of a successful show, whatever. So I don't know what the fuck they're doing for 6 seasons. So
it's a procedural set in a universe that you already know with characters that you may only be vaguely familiar with their origins. Right.
And I think if they're going to tell a lot of stories that are just in general about Gotham, the city, and there's a twist on a procedural, I'm okay. If every week they try to introduce something that's a groundbreaking shift to the mythos, I'm going to have a problem with
it. It's Gotham SVU. That's what I was
saying. Well,
Gotham Criminal Intent.
Where the show is losing me, believe it or not, the show is losing me with Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne does not belong on that show at least for a season.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's where it's losing me. Well, because I feel like
we know in the pilot
episode,
his parents get killed. Right. Probably the opening scene. Hey, you guys remember this? Watch this.
Hold on. That, I don't know if it's the opening scene, but that incident. No, the way they're playing it is smart, though.
That is the downfall of Gotham when his parents die, and that's why the city goes worse.
That's what they're playing it as. They're playing it as that's the shift in the city where they're finally accepting the fact that crime is overrunning this city. And, you know, Jim Gordon, the only good cop in a whole field of dirty cops, including Bullock. Yeah. Like that's
it's
like,
year one.
That's the angle. It's not year one.
I would have preferred season one
Jim
of the
Gordon
show.
Moving to Gotham with his wife and new child.
I would have preferred season one of the show.
Year one to be the Batman story.
No. But
when
that's
you say
Jim Gordon's
year one, you are referencing the Mazzucchelli comic book.
I understand.
But there have been a billion year ones since. And Batman-related ones. But
year zero.
I think that...
0 year.
I really think that season one of the show, the big bad, and maybe we just haven't heard this yet.
I don't think there will be a big bad.
It should have been Falcone. It should have been mob-related.
I agree.
Right? It will be.
But you know what I think? I think it is. And
you
I think
it is?
All
and they
those
just
quick shots
it?
Of Here's, Selina Kyle yeah. and all that shit is going to be
it's
rare.
Bait.
It's going to be rare, and it's going to be a little bit.
Yeah,
and it's going to get it's we're watching now, right? That's how they're getting people who are sort of familiar with Batman,
right?
But I think when you watch the show, sure it's going to be 23 episodes, whatever. Most of it's going to be the crime family and how are we going to get them, and then the big thing at the end of episode 3 is going to be, oh my god, they said Harvey Dent, like
you
that
need,
is the kind of shit
you need to prepare for the fact that unfortunately the big bad in this show is going to be Jada Pinkett Smith, that awful. Already awful character that they've now created for the show and for the mythos. She's totally created for this program. She's going to be the big bad, and she's going to be behind a lot of the crap
that goes on.
And that's regrettable because you're right. Falcone makes a lot more sense.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Who knows? We could see Falcone, but the way the angle and the marketing and the promotion and
it's
everything,
it's not going in that direction.
It's all Jada Pinkett
And you would
Smith.
Think if we, you would think if Falcone was on the show in a major role, he would have been cast and we would have known who
I
he
don't,
is.
But I don't, I think it's early enough still. The show still isn't coming out till fall, right? Yeah.
Fall.
And if you're looking at the material, and it's the same thing for Flash, well, we're going to talk about that in a second. It looks like, you know, you saw the entire season, but it's only possible they shot the first couple episodes at most.
Of course.
So that's what we're seeing. I think most of the footage we're seeing is the first episode where they're teasing you with, you're going to find out about the characters that you know. But I think most of the season could be Falcone introduce the crime family.
I hope so.
Stuff up from comics that we've all like, oh, wow, I always wanted to see this. I think it has the potential to be interesting.
Because, you know, Falcone leads into some great storytelling with Cobblepot and Penguin.
Exactly.
And like, there's a lot of history there.
And I think
which
they can
leads
do
into the Riddler. I mean, there's good ways to tie it together.
And so I think already, they will.
But Cobblepot's far too young.
No, that's not even the issue. The issue is we know for a fact that Cobblepot works for Jada Pinkett Smith's character.
Right. So it's
for now.
He's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's hoping her character gets such a bad reception that they kill her and bring in Falcone.
They'll probably kill her end season one.
God, I hope so.
I don't know. We don't know, but there's potential. We'll watch it.
Let's move on to good DC shows on Double Force. Let's talk about Arrow, the Arrow season finale.
Yes, let's talk about it. I checked it out, and I thought it wrapped up a lot of...
You have no idea what's going on.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Some of the things that I was really concerned with didn't play out.
Yep.
So that's good.
Yep.
We could spoiler at this point.
Yeah, I think it's far enough away.
No!
I'm really happy that they did not kill off
Slade.
I'm really happy they did not
kill off Slade. That makes sense.
I was really happy that they introduced and he ended up in Supermax at the end of which was a nice little nod to the
on the island
the Green Arrow movie that kind of was supposed to happen and got canned years ago, if you remember. It was supposed to be called Supermax. I'm glad that they did not kill off Sarah, because I thought that was coming.
I totally thought that was happening.
I did know
the League of Assassins was totally coming to save the day.
Yes, I knew that too.
Yeah,
that wasn't a surprise to me.
And I'm just going to say this, honestly. Whoever that woman is that plays the not Talia al Ghul daughter, I find her amazingly attractive. Like, there's something about her.
I forget her name.
It's just everything about her.
She was on one of those shows. She was on one of those Viking...
Maybe.
One
I don't
of
know,
those
but
shows.
But I like her character.
Yeah.
And I just like her. There's like, she's on the screen. There's just, anyway, sorry.
They definitely teased Laurel becoming the new Canary.
Totally.
In
totally
season
happened.
Two.
The jacket.
So that's going to happen.
Really? The jacket?
I think
Speedy can become.
I don't know who she's going to become.
She's going out to defend herself and figure out Trent. Like, you know, she's going to become
she leaves with Merlin, who, for those of you who don't know, Barrowman has been upgraded to a series regular for season two. So he'll be season three. Yeah. So he'll be consistent in the season,
which
to me tells you a lot about Thea's character and where she's going.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that Roy got the mask.
Yes.
Hopefully he gets something other than just a hoodie.
Yeah.
For season
three. Something red.
What else?
They did a season finale really well.
They did.
They wrapped up their stories.
Ollie's off the island.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
No, I didn't see
But
it
I think what it means for season three is the return of China White.
Absolutely.
So that I think that is going to come back and be significant.
And he knew your favorite character of all time.
I still fucking hate her, and I still think she's an awful human being. And in regards to that, I'm disappointed that they only used Deadshot.
Yeah, it was really...
From the Suicide
Squad.
Do you
know how excited we were that, like, Harley Quinn? Are they going to...
Even if they're going to... You know what? I would have loved Harley, but even if they didn't use Harley, where was the rest of them? Where was Bronze Tiger? Even
they couldn't. Get
I mean, Shrapnel
they probably couldn't
dead,
get
but
my guess schedule for the episode, like
I
they
guess,
probably wanted to, and they just didn't
Michael
have time.
Michael J. White isn't fucking doing anything. He's sitting around waiting for that phone call.
I thought he's in something else now.
I don't think so. Is he?
I think so. Oh, I don't, it doesn't.
The Spawn movie that's coming back.
Oh God!
But overall, it was good.
I thought it really wrapped up a lot of things. I definitely want to see the next season.
The teaser for Flash, which was that little first second,
it
was cute, right?
It was cute.
And I saw it and I was like, okay, this is cute, but it doesn't tell me the tone. It really just kind of introduces the special effects more than anything.
Yeah. Yes. Him running actually kind of looks cool.
Looks cool.
They can do it on a TV budget now. We get it.
And then we get the 5-minute trailer.
Does it look better than the John Wesley Ship version of him running?
We'll get to John Wesley Ship in a second.
Oh.
And it does look better.
Yeah.
So then we get to the 5-minute trailer.
Yeah.
For the pilot or for the season. Cause I don't think that was for the pilot. That was for at least the first half of the season is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, but again, there's no way they shot that much. I don't
think
they shot
a couple episodes.
Yeah,
honestly,
but that's only a couple. That's a 23 episode order,
right? Was it 23 or was it? Oh, I don't know.
I think it was 23.
Okay, so maybe it's the first 22. Four or five episodes.
Yes. First arc.
Even still, looks really good.
It does, yeah.
I like that the tone is a little bit.
Both.
a little bit
serious, but and, lighthearted right. in camp. It's got the right balance, you know.
Thus far, it seems like they're handling the introduction of powers to this universe okay.
Yes, agree with that.
I absolutely 100% think that John Wesley Shipp is playing Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, that's how they started.
I thought he was somebody's dad.
I think he's playing Reverse Flash.
Who killed his parents. Yeah, absolutely.
Which it would be really funny.
That would be.
And really great in a lot of ways.
That would be hysterical. Right?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah. I am convinced that there was a one split second where you kind of saw his face in that trailer. And I'm like, that is absolutely
in the beginning when he's murdered in yellow. Yeah.
So we'll see. Other than that, I don't know. I'm excited that it got picked up. I think it's going to be good. I like that Arrow is going to be in it in some capacity.
Yes,
I hope that they don't overuse it.
Yeah.
But I like that they're going to keep the connection there.
I still feel like you can use Felicity. Like she can really.
She could be the conduit between the two. Yeah. Although clearly he has another love interest on the show. So they're not going to play up that angle much.
And I don't think they should either.
I don't think they should. They're clearly
separate creative teams.
Yes. Yeah, what else? I don't know. Is there anything else to say? That's it. Yeah, I think that's it. It looks good.
Yep.
I'm excited it got picked up.
Absolutely.
What else got picked up? What else got canceled? Significant.
Oh, God.
Almost Human got canceled.
Community
got canceled. What else?
23 shows got canceled.
Yeah, I know.
It was a big hit. A lot of people I know out in LA are pissed and unemployed. they're all working on pilots now.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of which sound cool.
Let's see. What else got canceled?
I don't know. We can pull up the list. Can pull up the list, right?
Yeah. Community and Almost Human were the two big ones that I cared about.
Yeah. Let's talk about the things that got renewed.
All right. Let's talk about the things that got renewed.
Hannibal got renewed.
Hannibal did get renewed.
Wow.
I am
very... What a ham-handed segue into Hannibal.
I'm very...
No, anybody can pull up a list of what got canceled. But Hannibal got renewed.
Well, I'm just saying what's more important is what we cared that got renewed and what we cared got canceled,
Dad's
right?
got canceled.
Thank God.
I'm a little upset.
No, you're not. No,
oh, iZombie got picked up also by the CW, by the way.
iZombie?
Yeah, that's the other DC Vertigo book that they're turning
into.
Yeah,
I remember.
Not part of the DC universe.
Yeah, so I'm very excited that Hannibal got picked up for a third season. If you haven't been watching Hannibal, I can assure you that the finale is this Friday, and the most every episode is awesome. The last episode that just aired is holy shit! I literally screamed at my television.
Every episode is more censor breaking than the previous episode.
Yeah,
there's no way they have hit the limit. There. Oh wait, no. There's a little bit higher. Yeah. They've gone a little bit higher.
It's just it's everything that you're like. The show's amazing, but if it weren't on NBC, they could go darker. Yeah.
Are the censors at NBC baby seals because they are getting clubbed?
I'm
telling you.
So they actually Brian Fuller, who's the showrunner for the show, actually their person who works for Fairness and Standard, whatever it's called, Practice and Standard, is on their side, and they're basically like, we want to do the scene, and she goes, here's how you get around it.
Yeah.
And that's how they write. I'm serious. So just Michael Pitt does an amazing job.
Hello, our new Joker.
Yeah, seriously, if they need to make any more, he would be great in the role.
He is a lunatic.
Yeah, he is great.
I mean, he's
the guy that's playing Hannibal?
No,
he's playing Mason Verger.
Who was played by
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman in Hannibal, the movie.
Right, okay.
And this is kind of seeing how that character gets to be the character.
It's a really fascinating show for a lot of reasons, but whether you know anything about Hannibal, the character at all, just go watch the damn thing. Amazon Prime, I believe, has the first season, and then season two, if you got Comcast or one of those guys, you can catch up.
Man.
Please do it. And season two will end soon, and you can watch it all at once, and you're welcome.
Okay.
Yep.
Moving on.
Sure.
Let's talk about some comic related. Oh, actually, let's talk about Days of Future Past.
Which comes
out this weekend.
Ah, very exciting.
Scarlet Witch cut from the film, in case you haven't heard that.
I did not.
Really? I didn't hear that.
It wasn't a lot, but it was cut. Whatever it was cut. Don't know why.
But they left Storm in.
Some of the early reviews that I read today.
Yep.
Not very good.
I want to put this out there. Scapegoat and I will be seeing that this evening.
Nice. Nice. So you can report back next week.
We will actually be spoiling that for everybody. Oh, and it comes out this week, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it comes out tomorrow or today, I guess.
No.
We have
advanced screening.
Yeah. It comes out this weekend, though. It comes out Friday.
Yeah. It's coming out soon. Yeah.
Darn, I want to spoil
some of the early reviews I'm hearing.
Yeah. Like X3 bad?
No.
Oh,
no,
then it's fine.
but not good. Not as good as like, everybody had hoped.
Like,
well, we'll see.
Well, no, hold on. Like X-Men Origins Wolverine bad?
Well, you know. Speaking of X-Men Origins Wolverine,
yep.
Which had Gambit in it. Channing Tatum is
confirmed to play Gambit
in some film. My guess would be they'll introduce him in Age of Apocalypse.
In a Gambit solo film for sure.
And
probably as an introduction in Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yep.
What else? I have some comic book related stuff.
Do you want to talk about Gojira?
Oh, did you see it?
We did. Yeah, actually Scapegoat and I saw Godzilla today.
I'm hearing a lot of people saying that there's not enough Godzilla in it. And some people are like, well, duh, that makes sense. And some people are like, yeah, that makes it a terrible movie.
No, here's the... You know what? Those criticisms are just ridiculous.
Of course.
I'll give you the ultimate ridiculous criticism. Dude, so not as good as Pacific Rim.
Okay.
And I want to punch those people in the face.
But why?
Because why do we want to punch them in the face?
That could be a legitimate criticism.
It's not even remotely the same. I want to say that I know that it is. But I don't think it's the same genre of movie at all.
At all.
Okay, but okay. So I don't know because I haven't seen Godzilla. So I did see Pacific Rim.
Did you see the trailer to Godzilla?
Yeah, I did.
That is the real tone of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is a serious take on a what if scenario of believability whatever.
And really,
and then Pacific Rim is like, do you like fighting games? Yes, watch this.
Watch
like,
this. Okay.
It really is mindless. Pacific Rim is a mindless
fun
movie.
I'm not saying it's not fun. No, yeah, and I loved it. But I understand.
Like Ace Ventura, mindless film. I
understand.
But it was fun.
Okay, yeah. So I understand you saying that the two should not be compared.
Absolutely.
They shouldn't.
Because they both have giant monsters in them. That doesn't mean you should compare
them. Of course.
That doesn't make any sense. And to say, you know what, Pacific Rim is better because, you know, like they had like giant robots and they were, and it's like, what have you, there is a Pacific Rim because there were all these Godzilla movies.
Of course. Of course.
Godzilla created the giant monster movie. I mean, get over it. Well, King Kong is technically, but I mean, I mean, as far as Godzilla goes, he's never going away. And if they made 10 more movies like the one that we saw today, yeah. I would not be displeased, and I would see every one of them in the theater.
However, I have a couple of minor plot problems.
Payphone?
Forget the payphone thing. This isn't really spoiling the movie, but one of the things they like to talk about are EMPs.
Yes.
That's not how EMPs work, and I just have a problem
with
that. I have come up with a way to explain how EMPs work the way they want them to, but basically, when you set off an EMP, do you know a little anything? Basically, you fry circuits and you're fucked. That's it. That's how it works.
Right.
But in every movie, it's like the electricity magically comes back on when they flip a switch. Like, that's not how that works.
No, like, it should permanently destroy them. That's and they would need to be repaired.
Right. So in other movies, you let it go because it's not, like, a main plot point.
Right.
In this movie, it is the main plot point. And, like, it's just suddenly electricity is fine. Now, what I think, I can explain, no one has seen this movie, so I'm not going to go into a 10-minute explanation of this shit. But basically, I think the creature's emit a field and it's not, like, a regular bomb EMP. But they don't ever say that. So that's like a nagging in the back of your mind kind of thing. Like, hey, there's a giant.
So it's more like a disruptor and less like an EMP.
Yeah. There's like, hey, you should have just said that because this is kind of a problem. But I will say I liked it a lot. And I'm not really sure. Does Godzilla, because I don't know the mythos of all the Godzilla stuff. Can he think? Is he conscious? Is he just supposed to be a creature from the dead? Because
no, he kinda
seems very like friendly, I got your back, bro. Like, he almost like high fives people. Like, not literally.
No. I know.
But he almost has a like. I'm gonna take a nap.
I would say that he is.
I have a comment about
He is not just a mindless walking buffoon.
Right, but in no way is he like trying to protect humanity. Right.
No. I'll speak to that. He's trying to protect the Earth. And I don't think it's like he knows he's protecting the Earth. His instinct is to go after. They explain it very well. What's his name?
Right,
Ken Watanabe.
Was it Mothra? I need to know. Was it Mothra?
No, it wasn't Mothra. It was none of the classics at all. It looked like parts of this and parts of that. Yeah. But even that was really good, the way that they did that with one being...
Godzuki? Was that...
Yeah. No, there was no... Godzuki was the animated one. People keep saying that. And then we couldn't figure out today who the live action one was in the 60s or the 70s. We couldn't figure out who that one was. The name of that baby Godzilla character, and I can't remember which one that was, but no, I would see 100 movies like this. I do want to talk about that one part though,
where he like wakes up and winks and walks away.
By the way, spoilers
in case it's
the fact when he's walking away, remember we said this after the movie's over, it's like on the TV, it's like, I mean, does anyone at this point not think Godzilla wins the day in this movie? Yeah. I don't think I'm spoiling that. Godzilla wins.
Didn't they already green light a sequel?
Yeah.
So clearly, right? Yeah. So when he's walking back to the ocean, he's walking through the city back to the ocean. It's like, hey, Godzilla. And I'm
waving like.
No.
Almost.
No,
almost. Yeah,
what
almost.
He is doing, though, is stomping through buildings on cars and shit.
Yeah, but
I'm like, yeah, Godzilla, but, yeah! He had to kill another 5,000 people on the way back to the ocean.
Yeah, but the city's evacuated. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the city's evacuated. It's fine. What I do want to see, what I wish
did
I could have.
Did he break
Superman.
Zod's neck?
Yeah.
Superman. Did he break Zod's neck?
So I said that when the movie started. I'm like, really? Superman's in this? Just destruction. I don't know. I it was a good movie. I liked it. I wish there were more Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
But I totally understand why there wasn't more Bryan Cranston. Good times.
I think where we are currently.
Yep.
I think we should wrap up tonight's episode, and I think we should commit to another extra long episode next week.
Yeah. Wow. Can they take two extra long?
I think because we have some good news and some good product, but I don't want to rush through any of it. I would rather stop tonight and give it some credit next week. What I will say in a tease of next week, I do want to say one of the things we're going to be talking about next week are the Power Lords figures from the Four Horsemen, because we do have them in studio and they are up.
And they're awesome.
Order. So you can order those. I believe you can pre-order those at Store Horseman.
Hold on. I got that info right here, sir.
But it'll be more detailed next week, review.
Just a quick... This isn't a review. This is just... They're scheduled to arrive in the warehouse no later than Friday, May 30th. And they're going to start taking pre-orders for them this Friday, May 23rd.
Okay,
this Friday, right?
Yeah.
So they're very exciting. 1, 2, 3... 4, 5. Are there 6 of them? Oh, 4 of them. Sorry. 5 of them. 5 of them. And they're awesome. The other side. There's, you know, and the reason I stumbled on that, OG is trying to point me out. There's actually a 6th one on the back. Isn't done. Yeah. So
okay.
I don't know what's up with that.
Full review on those next week. But starting Friday, you can pre-order these. The other thing I want to tease
is Saga, which we'll be talking about next week.
We will talk about Saga next
new
week after I have read
out.
It. I have not read it yet. And
you just let it go.
We are going to have a new release in our store on Friday, June 13th. It's a collaboration with Chris Delfer. It is a Friday the 13th special. Look for more information on that as we get a little bit closer.
Ooh.
I've seen the works in progress, and I'm pretty excited for the piece.
That's
I think
awesome.
You will too.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah.
That's cool.
So that's a little teaser for you on that. And I think that's it. So don't forget, of course, you can check us out online, hopefully each and every week, assuming my cat doesn't die or I have no more abnormal cells growing on my body.
Oh.
At bigkevsgeekstuff.com. You can check us out on Twitter or geekstuffog.
ScapegoatGS.
BK Geek Stuff.
Yeah, that one.
Facebook.com/BK Geek Stuff. YouTube channel is BK Geek Stuff. It's pretty easy to find us.
Yeah.
I apologize again to Scanner51 on Twitter. We did not get to your question because we did not get to comic books, but we will get to it next week.
Yes.
It is on the docket.
It is indeed.
They say.
And if you would like to call the GVM line
425-920-6050
to express your adoration and joy that we have returned. We would be accepting those phone calls right now. You can go over and give us a call, leave a voicemail for us, a question, a comment about the show, an insult to OG's abnormal cells.
Sure.
And you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
That's right.
Stuffs. And with that, OG, we will bring this very long episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. By saying, good night, H.R. Geiger, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under trees.